بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله، we are now on our 45th part concerning spiritual discourses. And in this part we discuss that pride calls one to disobey the injunctions of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. Because a proud man, he declines to hear the sermons from anybody. Allah Azza wa Jal says, the unbelievers say, do not hear the verses of Quran, but make noise when they are read out. Then you will become victorious over the Muslims. It is the habit of the unbelievers and the hypocrites not to accept truth. As Allah says, when they are said, ittaqullah, their pride leads them to transgression. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, when he had recited this verse, we are for Allah and to Him shall we return, a man stood up and began to deliver sermon, but soon he was killed. Another man then got up and said, do you kill those who people? Do you kill those who tell the people to establish justice? He who opposed the proud man was killed by him. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said to a man, take meal with your right hand. He said, I cannot do it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can you not do it? His pride prevented him to take meal with his right hand. It was reported that after this, his right hand became paralyzed. What we understand from all these parts, that a proud man, he refuses to take a lesson from the sermons. A proud man feels that, why must I listen? I know everything. You see, this concept of I know everything destroys him. Why tell me? Tell others. And when the disbelievers, they said, do not hear the ayat of the Quran Kareem. And when it is recited, make noise. And when it is read out, make noise. Then they thought, if they make noise, they will become victorious over the Muslims. Why they should make noise was very simple. Because they did not want to hear themselves, and they did not want others to hear. Why? Remember, Quran Kareem is coming down in the Arabic language. Quran has been read in the Arabic language. Quran is understood by them. So they thought, by making noise and they instructing others to hoot and laugh and jeer and shout and scream, so others may not hear. That is why they thought they will prevent others and at the same time prevent themselves also from listening. That is why they should instruct people coming from outside Makkatul Mukarramah that put cotton wool in your ears, do not listen, you will get bewitched. And there are many instances. Like for example, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard Quran Kareem, he accepted Islam. Famous Sahabi also, when he heard Quran Kareem, Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard Quran Kareem after taking the wool out of his ears, accepted Islam. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should tell the hypocrites that fear Allah, Their pride leads them to transgression. The saints say that in those days, if you told a person, fear Allah, he'll fear Allah. In these days, if you tell a person, fear Allah, he despises you, he hates you. And the very same thing, to a lesser degree, unfortunately, Muslims do. What the hypocrites were doing, what the disbelievers were doing, that when they were told, fear Allah, their pride led them to disobedience. The pride led them to transgression, iniquity. The pride turned them to rebelling against the law of Allah and Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These days when you see a person, Muslim, sinning openly, playing music, listening to music, you tell them, fear Allah, he looks at you frowning. Who are you to tell me? When you see a person, unfortunately, that he is talking evil, speaking evil, and you tell him, fear Allah, he tells you, I am doing it. Why are you bothering? When you enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil, to forbid what is evil has become a mighty task. That is why, unfortunately, many an alim does not do it. As soon as you forbid evil, you are not going to become popular. As soon as a person starts exposing the Qadianis, exposing the kufr of the Shias, unrevealing bidat, exposing innovation, speaking out against kufr and shirk, talking out against rituals and customs, then that alim is no more popular. The public want you to say what they want you to hear, and they want you to sanction all the evil that has been perpetrated. So pride leads to evil, transgression. That is why Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he recited, we are from Allah and we shall return to him, his whole frame of mindset changed. A man stood up and began to give a sermon about return to Allah, he was martyred. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said clearly that take your meal with your right hand. That means this is the instruction of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the order of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one person who has been told by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that eat with your right hand, take your meal with your right hand. So that means this is a clear instruction of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person said he cannot do it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, cannot you do it? What prevented this person from eating with the right hand was nothing else but pride. So where that pride took him, it is clearly reported that person who denied eating with the right hand, his right hand later became paralyzed. This is what a firm warning against disobeying the orders of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not a parable, a story to be heard and narrated and just put it under the carpet. No, how severe is this? We have taken the law of Allah very lightly, and even more lightly the way of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We think and we make a lot of excuses. And here the modernist group comes, and what a hopeless, helpless, disgusting lot they are. That they want to review the Sharia. They want to revisit the laws concerning inheritance. And blasphemous utterances are made. Sharia law is outdated. That now we should get the court's permission to take a second wife. We should get the court's permission to issue a divorce. And we should legalize our marriages so that if we have to take a second wife, we have to go through the court. If you have to divorce, you have to go through the court. And if you have to now give maintenance, you have to go through the court. And if you cannot give 3 divorces one time, you have to go through the court. And you have to follow the law interpreted by the kuffar judges and the kuffar lawyers. This is what is happening. Out of pride and ignorance, it leads to disobedience to the original text of the law. And all new ideas that, no, the inheritance system should be reviewed, revisited. All these words, reviewed, revisited, re-looked at. Dynamics have changed, we have been told. Life has changed. There's not more the camel age, no more the sandstorm age in the camels. The Quran came to those Arabs. Now we are living here in this modern technological world, full of advancement. Now the ladies are working. Now the ladies are out there. Now we have to cater for them. And now they must be given the same inheritance rights as the men. One is, they have not understood what Allah says is final. That Allah's laws and decrees are qati, that they are categorically clear and we cannot revise them. Strange things have been told these days. That, no, you can put your trousers below the ankles. This raising the trousers, which has been stated in the hadith, that referred to the camel age, the desert age. Now we are walking on tar. Now we are walking on paving. So you can hang your trousers. There's no such thing as the illat of pride, cause of pride. No, or leave all that away. No, another group came trying to say, because of pride again. The wuzu was for that age. Wuzu is not for this age. Wuzu was because of the dust storms there. Because it was dirty due to the sand. Now we are living in apartments which are absolutely clean. And there is no room to make wuzu, no need to make wuzu now. So wuzu was for that time. Every law of Islam is trying and coming under scrutiny of these modernists who talk a whole lot of bunkum, drivel, nonsense, utter rubbish. And they go out of the fold of Islam most of the time because of their drivel and because of their trying to reinterpret the wheel. Now, for example, that those who are trying to promote this marriage bill in South African courts, wallah, that many of them are uttering such blasphemous statements that they no more are Muslims. But they strut around having kurtas and beards and big turbans on their heads. But in reality, they are saying words of kufr. And on the day of judgment, how are they going to go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That they want to reinvent the sharia, the age-old sharia that has been expounded by the imams of jurisprudence. Let alone clear-cut ayats of Qur'an al-Kareem and clear-cut fiqhi jurisprudic rulings of the Qur'an, they want to deny. And why this denial takes place? It is sheer arrogance. And this arrogance leads them to disobey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because this arrogance stems from pride. And because of pride, they want to disobey willfully, voluntarily, the laws of Allah. Allah protect us. Allah save us in this age. And Allah grant us true understanding of deen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.